You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. We've got a really special show tonight. We're featuring audio from Julian Davis and The Situation. This show happened as part of the big tribute weekend to the late Jeff Austin of the Yonder Mountain String Band. And this is a band that Julian brought in and played the night before what was to become this all-star concert, What the Night Brings, in honor of Jeff Austin. Julian brought a great band with some amazing pickers, and we're excited to bring you Julian Davis and The Situation. Enjoy.
Well, the future of The Situation, I'd like to hope, just takes off. You know, every musician wants that for themselves, ultimately, and I'm trying to strike while the iron is hot, and the iron is relatively hot right now. At this current moment, at this show, I have Max Graham from Minneapolis. He's a legend in my eyes already. He's from a band called Kind Country, and they are out there slaying it. And I hire Max whenever I can. He's just a pleasure and a joy to have around. Crazy good mandolin player. And also got David Robinson from Minneapolis. He's been the past, I think, like 5 or 6 years in a band called Monroe Crossing, which is like a very traditional bluegrass band out of Minneapolis as well. And I've been hiring him for as many gigs as I can recently. And one of my best friends in the whole world right now, Mr. Logan Perez, is on the upright bass. And I call him the dairy man because he's a dairy farmer when he's home and not on tour with me. And usually he's in the fields milking the cows, man. And he's just super solid, and he takes a lot of roles in this band. I kind of sit back, and that guy does a lot for me, and I just can't thank him enough, honestly.
Well, this next song I picked up from one of my favorite guitar players in the whole country, Mr. Tony Rice. But according to Google over here, it's a John Denver tune. So we sure do hope you guys enjoy this one. Oh, train, I can hear your whistle blowing, and I won't be jumping on again. Oh, train, I grow everywhere you go, and I know I'll be on your train. Oh, train, each time you pass, you're older than the last, and it seems I'm too old for running. I hear your rusty wheels scrape against the rails, and they crawl with every mile. I don't think I'll stay a while.
Soul of Elma Sands is about, a murder in the 1800s, and it's your typical bluegrass murder ballad, and it's our one jamgrass song, I'd say. It's our song that precedes 6 minutes or whatever qualifies as jamgrass, and, it's got the breakdown in it, and it's got the jam, and, man, what can I say? It just came to us. A guy out of New York wrote the lyrics named Aaron. And I put the music to it, and it was kind of a collaborative effort. He wrote it, man, and that song, just with lyrics, no solos, took me 7.5 minutes just to sing it all. So I cut it down substantially, and the fun thing about it is I always screw up the lyrics, and I will probably screw them up tonight. I can almost guarantee you I will.
Calling valley girl. Some say she's spooky suicide. Pale, sickly thing who's taught a better life than life. I tell she was romanced by a young man down the hall. She caught the guy of Levi, Emma took the fall. Levi was a looker, working for a great man. Soon together, every night they would spend. He asked for her hand, and Elma agreed. Miss Levi, weak, she was never meant to be. One's bound for heaven, one's bound for hell. There she was lying in that old man's house. Breath was taken by the devil's hand. I saw my heart, the bottom lies, the soul of hell is sad. Behind his dress in his sandy bed, waiting on her to come to call. What she wouldn't give, which that in heaven would be, to regret the man that she met just down the hall. Was to take him away to be his bride, and a secret ceremony in the still of the night. Catherine heard her speak, man outside the door. Saying it was Levi, but she could not be sure. Some say they saw Miss Elma leaving it on her sleigh. Oh, the city streets were blanking in with snow. North of the next town, she was forced to her grave. And they buried her in that hole. One's bound for heaven, one's bound for hell. There she was dying in that old man half a well. Say her last breath was taken by the devil's hand. Thank you.
sure that I live up to what everybody hopes for me, and I just don't want to let anybody down. And, you know, the future, I could hope I get me a more solid booking agent, and then just get a band that's full time, and just get on the road and play a million songs for a bunch of nice, friendly folk out on the road. And yeah, that's all I could ask. That's all I could ever ask for, is that I have a nice, solid support team behind me and some bandmates that want to stick around and will put up with me nonstop talking. Reach me at Facebook at Julian Davis Music, or you can find me on personal, which is Julian Davis, or Instagram, which is also Julian Davis Music, or, you know, the website, juliandavismusic.com, same as my email, at Gmail, juliandavismusic@gmail.com. Thank you.
Within 10 days had passed by. Curious young boy had found the first sheep for the night. In those days, the horse run safe before the whales knew. If it was a female, it would be. Levi was arrested and taken to his cell. That's what that girl found in that old Manhattan well. If the public had convicted, oh, surely he would hang. What did drive young Levi to do this awful thing? Levi would forevermore maintain his innocence. Ezra was convicted and paid for his defense. Ezra was his alibi, and money always told. Hamilton and Bird. Levi won.
Thank you. I'd like to consider our band 90% traditional bluegrass. We do a lot of standards, man. Our entire set list is just all standards, and, you know, we're working on originals. We have about 10 original songs, or 10 or 8, or I forgot at this point. And I really like to make the experience, you know, very, very high and lonesome as much as I possibly can, because everybody in the band is highly influenced by Bill, Big Mom, and Jimmy Martin. That's my man right there. And if I could be Jimmy Martin, I'd be Jimmy Martin.
And over here, completing the band introductions, all the way from Minneapolis, Minnesota, we found him fresh out of the Amish compound. Learned him the banjo in 2 hours. Picked it up, came on stage, Mr. David Robinson, everybody. Thank you.
Looks to be like we're about running out of time.
And I just want to say, I hope y'all are excited about Julian Davis being in Ophelia's tonight. He's a humble man, so I do just want to say, we've got some...
What a treat and a pleasure this has been. This is my second time through Denver with my band, and look at that!
You've been listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. The audio for tonight was recorded by Kirk Hubbard at Ophelia's here in Denver. This podcast was produced and edited by me, Max. We want to thank the Lawrence Podcast Network and the House of Pod here in Denver. And we want to thank all of you for tuning in and supporting the show. If you like what you hear, tell a friend about us. Let's get some bluegrass out there. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll see you next week.